All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan on this Thursday, August 8th. And I want everyone to know that's listening to us, if you want to check out the practice as the Commanders go against the Jets, you can go to the New York Jets YouTube page right now, and it's starting up. They're starting to stretch and everything. They have some commentating going on. And remember that training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. JP is at practice. He's joining us now. What's up, brother, man?
Hey, good morning, B. How's it going down there?
Things are going great. You know, we got a lot of people. I think our Commander fans have taken over the Jets YouTube page and their whole chat. They are. Listen, man, they're going at it. This thing is moving so damn fast. Normally, you know, I was moving kind of slowly on 106.7 The Fan. This thing is moving, like, constant. I think they're going at it.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever's going fast, the chat or the stream or whatever, definitely going faster than this practice is right now. you know, you got to hear DQ talk, and you can tell he's got a little bit of juice to be out here. His hometown is like, so we're in a little town called Florham Park is where the Jets practice.
Yeah.
And, like, his hometown is Morristown, which imagine, like Ashburn to Sterling. Like, it's right there. For the Maryland folks, imagine, like Rockville to Wheaton. Like, it's right there. And
well, I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah. Well, where did you live when you played with the Giants?
I lived in West Orange.
Okay. Yeah, so we're just a little further west. Yeah. But the facility is awesome. I mean, the facility is big, and it's a little less than 20 years old. It's funny. I posted the video, and people must be like, oh, my gosh, is that brand new? And I think it was built in, like, 07 or something. So it's not that new. It just shows when you got money and commitment, you can build something dope. And Jets ownership has money and commitment. And I mean, the weather sucks. Like, you would even call it rain out here. This is rain.
Uh-huh.
And kind of the bummer news that we shouldn't be surprised by, because we've come to, I don't know, maybe expect the unexpected with this guy, is Aaron Rodgers isn't going to practice.
I kind of figured that would happen.
Yeah, I mean, we knew he wasn't going to play in the game, but I thought he would practice. But now that they're going in the rain, he's not even going to practice. You know, Dan Quinn, you heard him earlier talk about, yeah, you know, we considered it, but we're going to have a game in the rain, so we might as well practice in the rain.
I like the way Dan Quinn thinks.
Yeah, I like that answer, dude. And it's not cold or windy. It's just raining.
Yeah. And listen, the thing of it is, you know, we over time, we've gotten into a mindset in our town more than others, because I was just watching the people that were broadcasting this practice, and they went to who I always talk about. Andy Reid plays Pat Mahomes.
Right.
And they were talking about that. Well, Andy Reid plays Pat, and he plays a lot of his starters all the time, and it seems to help them out. But we have gotten to a point where we are so concerned about people getting hurt. We got to get to the point where we are concerned about getting people ready. You know, because like I've seen it, I've heard it. People can be, you can put them in bubble wrap and open it and letting them out that first game, and the first play something can happen.
Totally, dude. and the flip side is you can have people playing every preseason game and then get hurt in the first game.
Exactly.
And there's no rhyme or reason to it, and you do need to be ready for game speed. As far as the actual injuries, the guys out here, what we've been watching. So we saw in the last 2 days, they've signed an interior offensive lineman, and they've signed a tackle, right? This kid, so his name is Alex Taylor, but apparently he goes by Armani.
Armani sounds better.
It definitely, yeah. But, dude, I just saw him walk out. He's freaking huge. I don't want to exaggerate this, but you remember how big Ty Nsekhe was?
Oh, yeah, 6'8", 300 plus.
Dude, so he has the same frame as Ty Nsekhe, but he's not as wide. But he has the same kind of height, shoulders. But Nsekhe was like two dudes put into one, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, he was just so massive. But I think the fact that they signed Taylor and then Brandon Coleman walks out, and I kind of made a point of watching these guys walk out from the locker room, and there's so much excitement about the young rookie, and then he's not in pads today. We know he didn't go through kind of the team drills the other day. And I was just thinking, like, it's August 8th, and it's we're a month out from the season, right? If you got to miss some time, now's a good time to miss it. But, like, they're finally going to get some work with another team. I find it really hard to believe if he's not going today that he would play in the preseason game. And I'm curious, like, that kid had so much momentum, was kind of emerging as the starting left tackle that the organization wanted him to be. And, to people watching, to the people I talked to, he had looked good. How big of a deal is maybe missing a couple August practices if it ends up being nothing?
Well, if it's a nothing deal, I think, and they want to protect him, I think they probably already see what they wanted to see out of him. So keeping him mentally ready, if they are trying to protect him, they've seen physically what they want to see. Now, a young guy is probably thinking, well, damn, I'm losing time. It's going to be one of those guys stepping to him, one of the coaches or whatever, stepping to him and making sure he understands what they're trying to do. I have to believe that Dan Quinn, when he's trying to do something, he's going to go straight to him, shoot from the hip, and they'll understand it. So I think if it's nothing serious, it won't be that big for Brandon, because they have to be comfortable with where he's at if they're holding him out, if it's nothing serious.
Yeah. But
if it's something serious, that's a different ballgame.
You hope it's something serious because there's so much opportunity for him and the organization really needs it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know. Now, trying to get injury information out of Dan Quinn, like, I think I'd be better off trying to get his bank passwords. Like, he's just not going to tell you anything.
I think that's smart move, though.
Yeah, he's a football coach. He's not supposed to tell you anything.
Because if he lets out a little thing, then all that going to come down to every day is going to be about that. Because I think Ron tried to answer too many questions.
Yeah, I agree. And his job is to not tell us anything. I understand his function. But he did kind of allude. He said that Cosby would be back today. Sure enough, Cosby's back.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I posted a picture on my Twitter if you want to check it out. Like, Cosby missed the last couple of days with an illness. Just looking at him walking out here in the rain, he doesn't look like he's feeling that great. I kind of buy what that version of the story is.
Uh-huh.
Now, Coleman, I don't want to speculate what's going on, right? But what I do know is that the other day he just held out of all work, all contact teamwork, and they put a big old wrap on his shoulder. And then today, he's not going. And he's not even in pads.
Mm-hmm.
So it leads me to believe something's going on with the shoulder. We don't know what it is. And then DQ today said, you'll see some of this is going to be kind of fluid. Some of it might be a few weeks. But is it a few weeks because it's August, or is it a few weeks because it's a few weeks? Like, that to me is a really important distinction that we don't know right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man. I think Dan is going to talk more about guys when they're going to get on the field. The thing about reporting today, if it's a little injury, it's going to get overly discussed, overly worked.
Right.
And if I'm a coach, I wouldn't want to deal with it either. If I can tell you as little as possible, it's what I'm going to do. I can understand that because I listen every year. A guy has a hamstring, and if he don't come back when that reporter thinks, then all of a sudden the questions get a little bit more, invasive and get a little tougher, or they start speculating. No need for that for anybody. If he's not ready to go the week of the first game, that's a serious thing. Right now, I don't think anything's serious.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. And I think to that point, I would, with the guys that are healthy, they should at least get out there and get a feel for it, right? But now that something's going on, whether it's a really slight thing or maybe it's a bigger deal thing, whatever that is, be super cautious because you don't win any games in August. You know what I mean? Like, you'd love to maybe get him some action next week, but if he doesn't get action, you got to trust your scouting, trust what you saw these first couple of weeks of practice, and kind of roll with it. The other thing I'll be really curious about is Andrew Wiley,
uh-huh,
who we haven't really seen. He's come out in pads and then just not done team drills.
Yeah.
And today he came out in pads, but we'll see if he does team drills. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it coming live right here. I am in Florham Park at the Jets practice facility. Beamish holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios. Nobody go anywhere.